Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Eagles getting ready, of course, for Monday night's game at the Indianapolis Colts. Prime time football for the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of questions about this team, Chris.
Certainly, you look at the offensive line. Who's going to start at right tackle? Who's going to be in there at left guard? Andrew Gardner's been working in at right tackle. And, yes, Dennis Kelly's been at left guard. He hasn't started a game since the 2012 season. But if they can solidify that offensive line and give Nick Foles and LeSean McCoy plenty to work with, it'll definitely be something to watch going against a very good Colts team with a lot of praise going to their franchise quarterback.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is the real deal. Eagles defense knows it has a lot to contend with on Monday night. We'll talk to a key member of the Eagles defense a little later on. First and foremost, let's send you out to the practice field. Bo Wolf with his news update.
Thanks, guys. And Chip Kelly talked today about the challenge presented by the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night, especially from quarterback Andrew Luck, who Chip Kelly says is one of the best young quarterbacks in this league. He says he is the real deal. Of course, Chip Kelly very familiar with Andrew Luck from their mutual time in the Pac-10 or Pac-12, whichever one it was back then. He also talked about the offensive line. Of course, many moving parts here for the Eagles right now. It looks right now like it'll be Andrew Gardner at right tackle and Dennis Kelly at left guard. And that means, because both of those guys were here in the summer, that the Eagles can still play at their tempo.
Depends on if anybody else gets hurt. But I think, obviously, if the guys plugged in are the guys that have been here for a while, they can handle it. It didn't affect us on in the second half against Jacksonville, because David and Andrew handled it really well. So Dennis can handle it. Andrew can handle it. You know, if Wade were in there, I think maybe we'd have to kind of figure that out, but that's what these next 4 days of training is. Everything's good. He's 6'4", he's 235 pounds. He's the smartest guy you're going to go against. He can make every throw in the book, and he also runs 4.65. So I think what separates Andrew from a lot of other great quarterbacks is that he has the ability to extend plays, not only in just staying in the pocket, but he can hurt you running the football.
Two of the stars of the Eagles' offense also talked after practice, running back LeSean McCoy and wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, who had that great long touchdown in his first game back from the torn ACL against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both of these guys say, beware of the Colts' defense. They have a lot of weapons.
They got some players. You know, they're a solid group. They're big up front. They play well against the run. I think it's a good matchup. I mean, obviously, they have a pretty good offense, where it takes a lot of pressure off the defense, you know, and I think it'll be a shootout, I really do. I think if we kind of get them guys moving a little bit, tire them out, you know, get some plays in the air and then on the ground, I think it'll be a good game, you know, but they get a lot of credit on defense. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I think the Colts are a little more man-to-man coverage team. So it'll be good for us to get tested at the line of scrimmage, make some plays. So I'm excited about that.
Now, one of the areas where the Colts defense was exploited in week one against the Denver Broncos was at tight end, where Julius Thomas had over 100 yards receiving and three touchdowns. And that might mean we'll see a big night coming for Zach Ertz.
I hope so. I mean, it's going to be based on what they're seeing, the coaches are seeing. I feel like hopefully I'll be able to get open against these guys. I'm confident in my abilities to get open against these guys. But at the end of the day, I got to go out there and make some plays.
That is your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.
The Eagles scored 34 points in the second half of Sunday's win over Jacksonville, the last touchdown being scored by an unlikely player, Dave.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox really doing a nice job cleaning up what Trent Cole started, that strip sack against Chad Henne. And we talked to Fletcher Cox when we returned to Eagles 360, a defensive lineman coming to his own in the second year in Bill Davis's defense.